Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin ve salatu ve selamu ala seyyidil mursalin. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Şeyh Abdülkadir el-Cilani's Love for Sacred Knowledge. Dua of Attar. O Lord of Mustafa, whoever reads or listens to the 19-page booklet, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani's Love for Sacred Knowledge, grant him passion for acquiring and acting upon religious knowledge, and grant him and his parents forgiveness. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellence of reciting salats upon the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, I saw a strange occurrence last night. I saw a follower of mine sometimes dragging himself and at other times crawling on his knees across the Sirat bridge. At that moment, the salat which he had recited upon me appeared and stood him up on the Sirat until he crossed it. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Repentance of 60 highway robbers due to truthfulness. On the 9th of Zulhijjah, a boy left his home and began following a ploughing ox in a field. The ox suddenly turned, and addressing the boy with his name, it said, O so and so, you were not created for playing. When he heard the ox speak in this way, he became alarmed and returned home immediately. When he reached the roof of his home, he witnessed the scene of the plain of Arafah thousands of miles away, where the pilgrims had gathered far from their homes for the sake of Allah Almighty. When he saw this, he went to his noble mother and requested, My dear mother, give me in the way of Allah Almighty for the sake of His pleasure and grant me permission to travel to Baghdad to seek knowledge, sit in the company of the righteous servants of Allah Almighty and receive their blessings. When his mother asked him the reason for his request, he respectfully recounted what he had experienced. Accepting the decree of Allah Almighty, his mother began to prepare her son's belongings and sewed 40 dinars into his shirt before sending him off. She took a covenant from him that he would speak the truth in every situation. She then bade him farewell, stating, Go, I have permanently given you in the way of Allah Almighty. Now, I will not see this face before the day of judgment. This pious lady knew she would not see him in her lifetime again. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Outcome of adopting his mother's advice. This boy then travelled with a small caravan towards Baghdad. Along the way, 60 highway robbers blocked their path and began to rob everyone. They did not spare anyone. However, none of them said anything to this boy due to his young age. Then, as one of the robbers passed by him, he asked him casually, Do you also have something? Without fear, he replied, Yes, I have 40 dinars. The robber thought he said this in jest. So he passed by him. When a second robber asked him the same question, he gave the very same reply. The two robbers informed their leader of a fearless boy in the caravan that had the courage and audacity to mock them despite the situation. The leader asked, How is he jesting? Bring him here. When he came and was questioned by the leader, he gave the same reply as before. The leader searched him and found that indeed he possessed 40 dinars. Everyone was surprised by his truthfulness and asked him the reason for this. So he informed them, My mother made me promise before I left my home that I will always speak the truth in every situation. I cannot break that promise. Hearing this, the leader of the robbers began to cry, saying, "How regretful! This boy is upholding the promise he made to his mother. Yet I have been opposing the covenant with my Lord for many years." He tearfully repented at the hands of the boy. The other robbers also repented, saying, "O our leader, you were our leader in matters of evil, and now you will remain our leader on the path of piety." O devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, this young traveler in the way of Allah Almighty was none other than Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. How great are the blessings of speaking the truth, for it led to a leader of thieves repenting. Every Muslim should be truthful in worldly and religious matters. Speaking the truth is a means of salvation which leads to paradise. Three prophetic statements. Cling to truthfulness, for indeed it is with righteousness, and they are both in paradise. Avoid lying, for indeed it is with wickedness, and they are both in hell. When a person speaks the truth, he does good. When he does good, he becomes safe. And when he becomes safe, he enters paradise. What great treachery it is that you say something to your Muslim brother and he deems you to be truthful in it, whereas you are lying. O devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, sometimes a person lies to save face, whereas honor is found in speaking the truth. Even if one seemingly avoids some sort of worldly humiliation by lying, one will have to face indescribable humiliation and regret in the court of Allah Almighty on the Day of Judgment. One of the ways to avoid lying is to contemplate the humiliation and punishment of the hereafter in comparison to worldly humiliation. The latter is but for some moments and will cease, but that which is in the hereafter is far beyond that. Do not fear the blame of the blamers. Always speak the truth. Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh sought his elementary education in Jilan and travelled to Baghdad in 488 AH. He studied well and became foremost amongst the scholars of his age. He endured hunger and other difficult trials during his student years. Despite this, his passion for acquiring knowledge did not diminish. He continued to pursue knowledge with great effort and eventually became an erudite scholar. The fame of his knowledge spread far and wide, and his noble teacher and spiritual guide, Shaykh Abu Sa'id al-Mahrumi rahmatullahi alayh, consigned his seminary to him for the purpose of teaching. He accepted wholeheartedly and began to gracefully quench the thirst of the seekers of knowledge. My spiritual guide, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, states in his Qasida Ghawsiya, "Darastu al-ilma hatta sirtu qutban." I studied knowledge until I became a qutb. He further stated, "Seek knowledge, then adopt seclusion. Whoever worships Allah Almighty without knowledge, however much he seemingly improves, he will cause even more destruction. Take the lantern of Islamic law with you. The closest path to Allah Almighty is to hold fast to the principle of servitude and to cling to Islamic law." O devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, the most superior category of the noble saints is that of the Siddiqeen, veracious. Alhamdulillah, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh was a Siddiq. 70 doors of ilm ladunni. Shaykh Abu al-Hasan Umrani al-Kimati and al-Bazzar rahmatullahi alayhima mentioned in 591 AH in Baghdad. We came to Shaykh Muhyiddin Abu Muhammad Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh in his seminary at Bab al-Azj in 557 AH. Whilst he was consuming a fig, he stopped eating and remained in a state of spiritual contemplation for a long time. Then he said, "At this moment, 70 doors of ilmi ladunni have been opened for me. Each door is as wide as the distance between the sky and the earth." Then he spoke about the gnosis of the elite for a long time until those present became bewildered. We said, "We do not think that anyone else will be able to speak like this after the Shaykh. Make space for the friend of Allah." My master, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, mentions an incident of his childhood. A man who I did not know passed by me. The man heard the angel saying on that day, "Make space for the friend of Allah." He asked one of the angels, "Who is this boy?" The angel replied, "His affair will soon become great. He will be conferred upon and not prevented. He will be granted authority and will not be obstructed. He will be drawn near and will not be deceived." Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi says, "I recognize that man after 40 years. He was from the Abdal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad." Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani's struggle for sacred knowledge. Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi acquired sacred knowledge with great diligence and exertion at a very difficult time. He himself states, "As a student, I would take what I had learnt from my teachers and go towards the jungle. There in the deserted wilderness, whether it was day or night, regardless of rain, heat, cold or storm, I would revise. At that time, I would wear a small imama on my head and consume a small number of vegetables. Sometimes I would not even find these vegetables, but I would continue with my studies. Then sleep would overcome me and I would lie down with an empty stomach on the stone-strewn floor." Rank in knowledge. When Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh completed his studies, he began to teach and issue legal verdicts as a mufti. The great saint busied himself in counseling people, spreading knowledge and encouraging good deeds. As a result, scholars and righteous people from all over the world flocked to him to seek knowledge. At that time, there was no one in Baghdad who could match him. He was an ocean of knowledge. He had complete mastery in areas such as jurisprudence, hadith, exegesis, syntax and literature. When his teachers conferred upon him authorization in hadith, they said, "O Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, we are awarding you a chain of transmission in the hadith wordings, but the reality is we have learned how to understand the purport of the hadith from you." It was as though his teachers were saying, "Although it may seem like we are your teachers, in reality, you are our teacher. Tu hai wo ghaus ke har ghaus hai shayda tera. Tu hai wo ghais ke har ghais hai piyasa tera. Suraj aglon ke chamakte the chamak kar dube. Uffa ke noor pe hai meher hamesha tera. You are that ghaus that every ghaus is your devotee. You are that rain for which every rainfall is thirsty. The sun of the past saints set after shining bright. Your sun will remain forever on the horizon of light." Explanation of Raza's poetry. Ghawth is the highest rank of the noble saints. You are the Ghawth of all other Ghawths, i.e. you are Ghawth ul-Aghwath. The other Ghawths themselves are your devotees. They are wells that are full of water themselves, but they are still thirsty for you. Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh had such a passion for propagating knowledge that he did not waste even a moment of his time. He would mostly remain engaged in activities related to sacred knowledge. Hearing of his praise and proficiency in the Islamic disciplines, students from other cities would come to him seeking knowledge and blessings. He was such an embodiment of knowledge and action that whoever came to him would not return empty-handed. They would leave having understood knowledge and action. Practicing teacher. This is a very noteworthy point about how a teacher should be practicing to such an extent that those who study with him leave him as people that act upon their knowledge as well. For example, if a student was punctual in his daily prayers, he should become one who is regular in tahajjud prayer. If his outward was upright through his teacher's blessings, his inward should now be illuminated. If only there were such teachers. Sayyiduna Qadi Abu Sa'id Mubarak al-Makhzumi rahmatullahi alayh had a seminary in Baghdad, in which he would offer counsel and teach students sacred knowledge. When he learnt of the excellence of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani's knowledge, understanding, spiritual insight and actions, he consigned his seminary to Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, and people began to flock to him to seek knowledge. 40 meanings for one verse. One day, a person recited a verse of the Noble Qur'an in the gathering of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. The Shaykh began to give exegesis after exegesis regarding this verse until he had given 11 explanations. He then explained further perspectives, bringing the total number of exegesis to 40. He presented evidence for every explanation and its chain of transmission. Witnessing his vast knowledge, the attendees were left astounded. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's devotion. Imam Abu al-Hasan Ali bin al-Hiti rahmatullahi alayhi states, I visited the resting place of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh with Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. I saw him come out of his grave, embrace Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, and clothe him in fine attire. He said, O Shaykh Abdul Qadir, without doubt, when it comes to the knowledge of Islamic law, the knowledge of spiritual realities, the knowledge of the state and the actions of the state, I am reliant upon you. The reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi states, Sharia is the statements of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Tariqa is his actions. Haqiqa is his states. And Marifa is his knowledge, which are all unparalleled. It is stated in Al-Fatawa Al-Razaviyya, volume 26, page 433, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh was always humbly, and when he reached Ain Al-Shariyat Al-Kubra and reached the stage of independent juristic reasoning, seeing the weakening of the Hanbali school, he issued legal decrees according to it. This was because he was Muhyiddin, a reviver of the religion. And these four schools of Ahlus Sunnah are the four pillars of the religion. So whichever pillar he saw people's weakness appearing in, he strengthened it. Love for students. One of the salient features of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani's life is that he began his work in an age of tribulations. The Muslim Ummah was in a considerably decadent state. Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh arrived in Baghdad in these unfavorable circumstances and endeavored to spread the call to righteousness to guide humanity to the right path. In addition to having outstanding character, he epitomized what it meant to have knowledge and perform righteous deeds. He was very compassionate towards students of knowledge and paid attention to even their smallest needs. Imam Ibn Qudama al-Hanbali, rahmatullahi alayh, was asked about Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, rahmatullahi alayh, to which he replied, "I met him in the last part of his life and took up residence in his seminary. We were looked after in such a way that sometimes Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh would send his son Shaykh Yahya rahmatullahi alayh to us and he would light lanterns for us. And Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh would send us food from his own home." Compassion towards a weak student. One of the ways in which Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani expressed his compassion towards students was that he would overlook their weaknesses. This is a great example for our noble teachers and worthy of emulation. Sayyiduna Ahmad bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi states, "There was a non-Arab who was a student of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. He was not the sharpest student, and even after much effort, he would not understand. However, his noble teacher showed great compassion and still taught him until he understood the lessons. If he did not understand, he would explain to him repeatedly. One day, Ibn Samhal saw Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh working hard to teach that student. When the student had left, Ibn Samhal said to the Shaykh, 'I am very surprised to see you spend so much effort on an unintelligent student.' The Shaykh replied, 'Less than a week of my effort remains with him, for he will pass away within a week.' We began counting the student's days from that day. When a week was about to conclude, he passed away on the final day. O devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, the Shaykh was granted knowledge of unseen matters and knew when that student would pass away. Indeed, the Shaykh's compassion is worthy of emulation. Generally, it is found that teachers are compassionate towards the more intelligent students. However, if one keeps in mind the pleasure of Allah Almighty, then there is greater reward in expending effort on weaker students, as an action which is more difficult in this world is weightier on the scale of deeds on the Day of Judgment. It is narrated, أَفْضَلُ الْأَعْمَالِ أَحْمَزُهَا. The best of actions is that which is most difficult. Normally, it is more difficult to teach a weaker student. This is because people can become frustrated when such a student is unable to understand something they are explaining. Therefore, how excellent is it for someone to persevere and teach such a student sacred knowledge, thereby accumulating a reward." Amir Ahlus Sunnah's remarkable religious thought. Amir Ahlus Sunnah states, "My thinking is that however weak a student is, he should not be dismissed from Madrasatul Madina or Jamiatul Madina. Otherwise, he will be at loss, and perhaps his family will suffer too. His family members will become averse, thinking, We wanted to teach our child about Allah Almighty and the ahadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We sent him with great hopes, but they expelled him. Allah Almighty has granted Dawat-e-Islami a high status and standard. Let someone try and bring together 2,000 teachers. This is a great blessing from Allah Almighty and the stamp of being servants of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayh. If a student is weak, he should not be ignored. One should assist him as much as possible. If not today, then tomorrow. And if not tomorrow, one day he will learn. If he does not, then his offspring will. I pray to Allah Almighty that he allows my words to enter the hearts of people. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. A teacher's objective. The proof of Islam, Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi states, a teacher should be compassionate towards students and think of them as his own sons. The aim of the teacher should be to save them from the punishment of the hereafter. The goal of a teacher should be to save himself and his students from the fire of hell. If the teachers that teach in religious seminaries act upon the example of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayh and treat their students like their own children, we will produce a plethora of erudite scholars that act according to their knowledge, insha'Allah. Mastery in issuing religious edicts. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayh was highly proficient in teaching, authoring, counseling, and many other fields. However, he had great expertise in writing legal edicts in particular, which was acknowledged by the leading jurists of his time. Imam Muwaffaq ad-Din ibn Qudama rahmatullahi alayhi states, we saw that Sayyid Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi was from amongst those that had been bestowed with mastery in knowledge, performing righteous deeds and issuing legal edicts there, i.e. in Baghdad. His prowess in knowledge was such that if he was asked very difficult questions, he would present simple yet great answers. He served Islam in the field of teaching and issuing legal edicts for approximately 33 years. During this time, when his legal edicts would be presented to the scholars of Iraq, they would be astounded by his answers. Simple answer to a difficult query. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani's son, Sayyiduna Abdul Razzaq Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi states, a man took an oath that he would carry out an act of worshipping Allah Almighty that no other person on the surface of the earth is performing at that time. And if he is unable to do that, then his wife is divorced 3 times. When this case was presented before Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi for a solution, he answered in mere moments, subhanallah. He answered that this person should go to Al-Makkah Al-Mukarramah, have the area of Tawaf cleared, and then perform Tawaf alone. The oath would be fulfilled, and his wife would not be divorced. The scholars were astounded by his reply. Indeed, Tawaf is a unique act of worship that is performed in only one place on earth. And if a person performed it alone, there would be nobody else performing it. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.